The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. When we read sacred scripture, when we look at all the teachings of the church, there's one interpretive key which helps unlock and puts everything together. And it's family. Family. Now use that rubric to interpret everything that God does. Because at the heart of all of our faith, our Christian faith, is God's desire to bring his family back together. Because remember, harking all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, we're created in God's image and likeness. Well, what is God's image and likeness? He's a Trinity. And he created all of humanity to share in this Trinity. Which is why in the first reading today, in the Acts of the Apostles, you see this dynamic. And one of the first dilemmas in the early church, as they're out now evangelizing the gospel message of Jesus Christ, they're wondering, well, how do we now incorporate the non-Jewish people into this family? Do we require them, those who are converting to Christianity, do we make them follow over 600 Jewish laws that they had to follow? And so that's that main dilemma, this battle here. Well, what do we do with them? And so our Holy Father, Pope Peter, speaks up, doesn't he? He says, no. You're well aware that God has made no distinction between us, the Jewish people, and the Gentiles, us. And he says to them, we should not put the burden of all of those laws upon them because we can't even do it. We fail all the time. And so we can't force these on the non-Jews who are coming into the church. And so he says simply, and he lays it out, we'll welcome them in. We won't force them to follow all the Levitical laws. And he said, and he lays out what they should do rather. Because why? Well, the gospel today, what does it speak about? Again, the rubric of family. What is the heart of family life? As the Father loves me, and I also love you, remain in my love. That, my friends, is the heart of the gospel and the heart of Christianity, the heart of our parish. We are a family of families, united in the love of Jesus Christ.